We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I'm ticked off. And I'm not the only one in this city who is. Oh, man. Al, that was horrible. That was a horrible loss by the Sixers, Game 4, a highly winnable game, and we will be exploring the whys and wherefores of that dreadful loss, possibly a season-killing loss. Mm. We'll see what happens in the final three games. I have not lost hope.
I have to hope this final three, yeah.
Here's the thing. You win, it's over. 96% of the time, the team up 3-1. We brought with us a man, the only man who understood how to blow a 3-1 series, Keith Jones, who did it three times in the NHL. Good job, Jones.
Three different teams.
But we don't have to deal with that today because the damn Sixers blew the game. And they blew the game. It was, you know, the thing is, here's the thing. I'm just going to start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So you snap on the TV. And I couldn't have been more excited about a game. The whole weekend, Rhea, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
The whole weekend, you're going, man, I can't wait till 3:30 Sunday. Yep. The whole weekend, Ava Graham took $300 of my hard-earned money.
Cool.
And went to the game with her boyfriend and was disgruntled.
Why?
In about an hour, Al, you'll hear a story. I got my $300 worth.
Nice.
Fight!
Oh, no.
Fight in the stands.
Was there?
Yes. Hey. No, involving them.
Yeah, of course. No. Of course, that's what happened.
Fight story. And they were in the right, too. They were in the right. But here's the thing. So you're watching the game. You can't wait, right? I'm watching the Phillies, 3:30, click right over. And the girl down on the floor doing the reports, because Joel Embiid was up most of the night. And he needed an IV today, and I'm waiting to find out what affliction he has this time.
Yeah.
Because game two, he needed the IV for gastroenteritis. Yeah. I had to look it up. He had a bad stomach.
Yeah.
Right? And he has, but this wasn't the same thing. This was something else, but he was a game-time decision. Right? They weren't sure he could play at all because at 6:20 a.m. he texts Brett Brown. That's a great way to start a day, isn't it now? Your superstar player texts you at 6:20.
At least he's texted.
Coach, you didn't call. Right?
Well, no, but I mean, right. At least he texted and gave my heads up. So
said, listen, I haven't slept all night. But again, I can't put a label on the affliction. They never gave me a label.
Yeah.
I guess they called it a virus, but that covers everything.
Yeah, he may not know.
I need to know what the exact affliction was. Here are the symptoms. He was sneezing. He quite a bit, apparently, during the pregame meeting.
Okay.
Because Brett Brown said every 2 seconds he was sneezing, it kind of interrupted his train
of thought. Maybe he's got allergies.
Okay. Right. Well, no, Al, can't be allergies because he was also coughing.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
Well, that includes coughing.
Do you cough with allergies?
Yeah.
All right. Do you also barf with allergies?
No, not usually.
All right. So he said he barfed.
The guy's got something wrong with
him. By our unofficial medical expertise, we can rule out allergies.
And now he also had headaches.
Yes. Yeah.
What did he have?
Like a flu.
They
bug.
Don't know. He's got
flu
a virus.
He's got a virus. You know what? When a doctor tells you got a virus, they don't know what you got.
Exactly.
They don't know what you got.
No, you can't treat it. That's
Here's
the problem.
All I do is. The game hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
I'm already annoyed.
You should be.
Are you annoyed?
The game hasn't started.
Here comes more drama.
Yeah.
Here we go again with Joel.
I already had an exaggerated eye roll.
You did? No, here we're already dealing with more drama from Embiid in the games we waited 5 years for him to play in.
Yeah.
Fight is his 50th, missed 2 years, all these other problems, hyperextended knee, misses the year, next year he's got another ass ache, now we got two more in one round. Yeah, an ass ache.
Yeah,
you
I got
say
you.
That,
yeah,
right?
you
that's
can say
right.
it. That's fine.
It's a term that, it's a broad term. To,
I've never heard it before.
Yeah, it just means you got a new problem, all right? Unbelievable.
I think he cracked the code.
And then... right. And then, Al, there's no place for wisecracks. This is a crisis. Put down the donuts.
Well, I didn't have a donut yet.
Anyway, all right.
1988, though.
Let me just, and I'll just contrast to you.
Yes.
You need two plays that symbolize what happened in the game. It was a phenomenally close game.
Yeah, it was, really.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The last quarter, it's 75-75 going into the fourth quarter.
Oh.
And even though the Sixers are almost never leading, they're right there. They're right there. They're right on the brink of leading.
They're a better team.
Several times. And Jonesy, say it again, please.
They're a better team.
They are a better team. Watching the game, you said to yourself, they have way more weapons. The other guys basically have Kawhi and
they got two guys.
The other Cameroon guy, he had nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was sick, too.
Yeah. I know he's sick, too, but all this drama. Where are all these guys going? They're always sick. What's the problem? All right, anyway, so it's 91-90, all right? And Embiid's finally got a chance with 125 to play to get the team ahead, and he misses a four-foot shot.
Yeah.
It caroms off. Ibaka gets the rebound down the court, and this was the game. There's 101 to play when the ball leaves Kawhi's hand. This is the game.
Raptors up by one. One timeout left. Simmons pressing up on Leonard.
See that
one. Embiid switches. Fires a long one.
Oh my, nothing but net.
Now, Kawhi not.
What a pressure shot.
Wow.
Kawhi not.
What a shot.
Wow.
That guy.
Wow.
With the buzzer.
As much as I was frustrated, I had to take a moment of awe at that gutsy Jonesy.
Yeah. That's what it is. You're right.
He was covered.
Yep.
He put it up, and he had drained it.
It's incredible drama, the NBA.
Oh.
And some of these guys just step up and hit the shot with all eyes on them, and that was a great shot.
Until that shot, all right, I honestly thought the Sixers were going to win the game.
Too. Yeah.
Didn't you, Al? Until that shot
went in.
They
had a chance.
101. There's only a minute to play. If he misses it, you got the ball. Down one, timeout. Brown, I'm sure, has a brilliant play ready to go.
I didn't have a problem with Brown yesterday.
Brown wasn't on the top of my list either. Yeah, but so now we got an answer. Tobias Harris clunks one.
Yeah, there's a shock. He clunked most of them.
And frankly, this is all you need to know about Embiid's performance at the very end. This shot right here.
Now you cannot let a guy take an uncontested three.
Embiid with the three, with a hand in his face. Siakam with the board.
It was not even close. And that was that.
That was it.
And the game was over. And I just tell you that it's, Jonesy said it best. What hurts the most about it is, if you watch the games, you could see that the Sixers are a better team.
Yeah.
Toronto has one player who is truly elite and extraordinary. But that player is so good. That it's 2-2 right now. That's the reason it's 2-2.
100%.
That's the reason it's 2-2. Right. He's got 30 or more points in all four games. He's been Kawhi Leonard. Look at him. Is there ever a moment when he looks like he's having a good time?
He's emotionless there.
Rhea,
he smiled once yesterday, and I was shocked at it.
He's like, the guy's like
a robot.
A serial killer.
Yeah, but he's just.
He's like, you know, he's got cold ice water going through.
He's a series killer.
He's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, so anyway, after the game, a shell-shocked Brett Brown, who was not having a good day.
No, it didn't
message at 6:20 from your star player saying, I have a headache, I haven't slept all night, I'm puking. That's not going to be a good day most of the time.
Yeah.
That's a start off on a bad one. Brett Brown analyzed the fourth quarter, which was the game.
It was a closeout type of quarter, fourth period to go win a game. And we went in there, I think it was 75-75 at the end of the third. And we went into a drought. There was probably a six and a half minute drought that was littered with missed layups, missed free throws, some open threes, and sprinkled in with some turnovers. And I give Toronto credit.
All right, hold on. No, you can't use that statement. Because Toronto had nothing to do with Embiid's three free throws.
Everything he said was correct until the last
until
part.
The
he
last
didn't
part.
Have to give Toronto credit. He is exactly
layups.
Right about it.
They missed layups. They missed. Yes. I don't want to say they choked, but in the big moments,
there was some choking going on there.
There was some choking going on.
There was, yes.
There was some choking.
You don't miss open shots.
Al, can the coach say, you know, I give them credit when you miss free throws, you miss layups, you miss, you turn the ball over, cut. That's not all them.
They could have said Leonard. I don't know that you say
that. Yeah. There was one guy that deserved credit.
Yeah. You know what it comes down to? And I tweeted this out. Well,
their guy was healthy.
Their guy. Oh, there we go.
Well, I mean, if Embiid,
I don't know why is my guy never healthy?
Well, that's a separate issue, but
it isn't. Well, it's the same issue every game. Why is he never healthy?
You're not going to get an answer.
What do you mean?
You know, they don't know.
I would have a trainer with them 24 hours a day.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
The guy wouldn't leave his side.
This is an unscientific theory on why he's always got a problem. I don't think he takes his job seriously enough. I think he parties a lot. He eats a lot of bad food. He drinks a lot of Shirley Temples. He's eating and drinking the wrong stuff, and he's not doing what a Kawhi or a Jimmy Butler does, and that is placing full focus on what you need to do during this time of the year.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
So give him a guy to walk around with him. Give him his own,
like a babysitter.
Give him his own butler.
Yeah. A babysitter.
Yes, that's what he needs right now to get him through this round of the playoffs.
Anyway, I just wonder if people are getting sick of what's going on with Embiid and all this drama all the time. I am. I love him as a player. I love his personality. And I'm sick of the drama. Play the damn game. You always got a problem? Always? 5 years. I've never dealt with a guy 5 years. I have more problems than this guy.
It's true.
It's unbelievable. All right. Anyway, let's get to Brett Brown talking about all the drama. Here's what he had to say.
You know, I got a text from him at 6:20 a.m. this morning telling me, like, he didn't sleep all night. He'd really never felt this poorly, and he was unsure, Coach, if I'm going to play. I just want to give you a heads up. I'll try, but I don't know. To his complete credit, you know, he just kind of willed his way through it.
Oh, please. Don't give me the profiling coverage today, because then you tell me what the symptoms are. This is the meeting before the game. Listen to the symptoms.
It's a virus. And, you know, all during, like, pregame film, you can hear him sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. And you try to ignore it and, like, just coach through it and show the plays, the pregame tape. But I'd be lying if I were to tell you it wasn't completely on my mind as I'm talking to the team, showing the tape, listening and seeing him.
That had to give them a lot of energy.
Well, everybody else is
going to
get sick.
Yeah, they will.
By the way, in his comedy, Marcus Hayes, who took down Embiid for this stuff, he said, Michael Jordan in Game 5 of the 1997 Finals had a vicious flu and still prevailed with 38 points and won the game. Mark Teixeira spent a day barfing and then hit two home runs for the Braves in 2007. 2010. Brett Favre led the Vikings over the Washington Redskins with pneumonia. So give me, the guy was sneezing. Oh no, he's got a cold. Oh no, how will we survive? Joel has a new problem. He's got a cold. Give me a break. Oh, how annoying is that? Anyway, let me get to the last thing here. This is where Embiid himself was. Now you'll hear his glum tone. Mm-hmm. As he explains his illness.
No, man, game two was just my stomach, but this one seems to be everywhere with headaches and all that.
This is great. This is the best.
Joe, play that one more time. Al, could you analyze this as our medical advisor here on our show this morning? Let's listen again to the patient.
Man, game two was just my stomach, but this one seems to be everywhere with headaches and all that.
Whoa, man.
And then right after that, he was asked. There was some great intense questioning, Al, from both John Johnson, who will be out later in the show, and David Urim, who now works for KYW.
He's very good.
And basically, one of them, I'm not sure which one, asked him what percent he was. And here's what he said.
What percent were you playing at, Joel? Do you think 20%, 30%?
100%.
That's Australian, that guy.
Yeah. 100%.
That sounded like you ran with an
what
accent.
What you saw, he ended up with 11 points. He was 2-for-7 from the field, missed three huge free throws at the very end, and was playing at 100%, even though he had an IV and called a coach at 6:20.
He had a cough after he spoke.
And
What are you saying, Jonesy?
Toughen.
Give me a break. All right, give me a break. And by the way, that's not the only guy getting it today. Although he's, you know, he's my big star. I got to go to him first, right?
He's not.
Ben either. Simmons.
Yes.
My goodness.
Tobias Harris.
No, oh, Ben Simmons.
There's a lot. Ben Simmons. I didn't even get to that guy yet. I can't. Al, after the game, guess what? You're not going to believe this. He had a rather casual air about him. He said he never gets too high or too low.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
I don't feel the same
on
way.
On the court as well.
I got real low yesterday watching him play.
I particularly enjoyed him going to the rim and kicking it back out.
He kicks it out here. You know why? There was a stat on Ben. Al, I never saw this in my life. He's a point guard, right?
Yeah.
So far, four games in this series. You know how many shots he's taken outside the paint? The paint, Al.
Outside.
How many shots?
Same number as free throws, three?
You're way too high.
Rhea, tell him how many.
That would be one.
What?
It's amazing.
The more amazing
one
is he's only gone to the free throw line three times.
I know.
Wow.
Did he hit any of them?
How do you play that many minutes?
Playing aggressively.
I was focusing on Joel first, but clearly there's a lot of blame. We're in trouble, people. We were so close to having a fun, amazing morning. Ava Graham would have come in hungover. She's not even hungover. Whole day was ruined for that kid. 888-729-9494. But on the good news is they got in a big fight. And the big fight was fun. Wait till you hear what it was about, Al. Mm-hmm. And it nearly required Bill Matz, hockey enthusiast, to throw hands.
No, you don't want to
really?
Do that.
Nearly.
That's why he loves hockey.
And nearly. Let me tell you right now, Al. He was like channeling Dave Schultz. He was ready to drop somebody right there in the cheap seats. You know, I wasn't going to pay for a lot of money. You know. 888-729-9494. Jump in. It's a day to bitch. And we're the best in the business. WIP Sports Time, 660.
I want to tell you about my favorite restaurant in the city, Del Frisco's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.